How Children Raise Parents, The Art of Listening to Your Family, by Dr. Dan Allender. Read by the author.
The process of parenting continues to be the most haunting and holy experience of my life. It is unique in its unexpected foreignness. In contrast, my marriage is an up-and-down roller coaster of sorrow and joy, mostly deep joy. But it is a relationship I already knew something about before I entered it. Oh, I realize now that what I knew about my wife at first was in fact very little and mostly obscured by my own biases, but was enough to get me into marriage and has been the basis of rich wonder and marvelous confusion as my views of my wife have changed over 26 years. On the other hand, I did not choose my children. Instead, I chose to become a father. With each of my three children, I had no choice as to their gender, eye color, intelligence, aptitudes, health, or disposition toward life. They came fully formed and uniquely stamped. What I knew about being a father could have been written several times over on the head of a pin. I knew it was a right thing to do. And now and then, at peculiar moments, I wanted to be a parent. In actuality, however, if my wife hadn't been so excited at the prospect of being a mother, I might have let the thought go until we had paid off more of our debts, purchased a little larger home, acquired just a few of the toys I'd always wanted, and matured enough to be a really good father. The last issue was the killer. I was an only child who grew up with a mother who was herself an only child, which means I had no cousins, let alone siblings. I don't recall holding a baby or even being around a young child until I was in my 20s. This lack of familiarity was a significant, but not central issue. More vexing was my self-centeredness. I had adored the privilege of being the only child in the house on Christmas to open the